and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Hey guys! Welcome back to See the World with Ajala Nene! And guess what time it is? It's the Wanderlust Wonder segment. And you know, this is where we spotlight tourist sites in Africa and way beyond. And in our spotlight today, we have Durbar Festival. Now, this festival is performed in several northern cities of Nigeria. For example, Kano, Katsina, Gombe, Sokoto, and Bauchi. Popularly known as the traditional Hawa Daoshe Durbar, this is recognized as the largest procession of colorful horses in the world. Yes, you heard me right, in the world. This festival is used to mark the end of Ramadan and the beginning of the Islamic holidays like Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Start planning a trip to the northern part of Nigeria to experience this spectacular festival during the Islamic holidays. Ready for our guests? Let's jump in. Hi everyone! Welcome to our show today. And today, I have a special guest. I call him GQ Sam, because he's always dressing draped and cool. Hey, Sam.
Hello, Nene. Good
How
to have
you.
How
are you,
Kabo? Good to Abby. It's good to
good
have
to
me.
Have me. Have ourselves.
Or more. I've looked forward to this. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you so much for being here. So, guys, Sam Adeleke, a.k.a. GQ Sam, leads the Nigerian chapter of the Travel Massive, the world's largest community of travel and tourism professionals. He's also a well-sought-after and multi-award-winning professional. He has skills that's vast in the industry, from networking and building communities, driving organizational growth and profitability. Guys, money. Money. He's your guy. He's also an alumnus of the prestigious Lagos Business School and the Dubai College of Tourism. He's also the co-founder of Travel with Sam Global, a boutique, I like the word boutique, travel company providing bespoke vacation experiences and solutions. Uncle Sam.
Yes, Nene.
How did you get here? Why the tourism space? Who dragged you?
I think tourism chose me. Because I stumbled into that industry, or into this industry of ours, as far back as 2014, okay. When I got a travel job. Okay. I used to be a graphic designer in Jumia.
It's a lie.
And one of my friends who moved to Afrotourism at the time just came back to where we were. In fact, we were one of the first set of Jumia staff. Back in Lekki Phase 1. And I'm like, Sam, one company is hiring travel writers. Can you travel? Okay. And for me, I didn't travel much at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I applied. Fortunately, I also used to have a blog, which I still do, where I document my life journey and all of that. And from there, I got a job. And that was how I got into travel writing, into the travel industry.
Stop.
It's a lot.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
See me thinking that you went to study travel. And so when you hear this guy talking, you think that he maybe had tourism, professional.
In fact, before becoming a graphic designer in Jumia, I used to sell insurance.
You're an insurance guy.
I was combing the streets of Lagos on my leg, doing road trips, selling insurance.
Are you guys hearing this?
I've been through a lot. So I'd accumulated also networking skills through those jobs I've done. And also, I was a teacher of kids in KKB Show. Wait, a year before that.
KKB Show.
That's
you
KKB
are a
Show.
Teacher
teaching
there.
Kids.
You know, if you didn't say this year, no one believe you. Where you wear your suits and you're going for all these our meetings with the tourism ministers and co. Nobody will know that you actually were a teacher.
The men of today were once boys.
Hey!
We've been through a lot. So we paid our dues. You know, we've done what it means exactly. It was to start from the ground up. So yeah, it's been a journey.
I hope those of you are listening, especially those who are still starting in the tourism space, whether it's Nigeria or Africa, hearing this story. Sometimes we think it's just the glamorous. He came out, went to school and just came out and became, he was a teacher. And he sold insurance before he started this business that he's making plenty money from. So let's go back. So why did you now decide, okay, you got into Jumia, started writing for them. What happened from there?
Oh, well, so from Jumia, I got into Afrotourism. So my travel journey actually begun from Afrotourism.
Okay.
And from there, I was privileged to write from my desk because we didn't even travel until a year later, you know. So I had to explore the world from my screen, from my phone. And that is what I tell people. Don't be in a hurry to jump out into the streets when you don't have the cash. Don't be in a hurry to jump out into the streets, onto the road, onto the plane when you don't have money.
Thank you.
Because travel is not an end in itself. Why are you here? Are you trying to show the world a side of you or what they need to experience to get into their destiny? So for me, travel is a calling and I caught the bug. Not a lot of people who were with us when Afrotourism was still existing
are still there.
You know? So from there, I explored Lagos and from there we started going across the country, the eastern part of Nigeria, the north. I went to Gembu, Mambila Plateau, you know, I went to Enugu, I went to Kwara.
And this was in the space of how many years?
And all of this within 4 or 5 years. So it was a journey. In fact, it was as a result of my first year performance, and I said, guys, go and get your passport. So I never had an international passport until 2015.
Are you serious?
And after I'd done Nigeria road trips, I'd written, I'd documented, I'd posted. In fact, at some point, people used to ask that, Sam, with this thing you are doing, are you the owner of Afrotourism? Because I took the work personally.
At a point, some of us actually thought you were actually the owner of Afrotourism.
Because
later I thought it was Mr. Tony Ukachukwu. Because you guys were really promoting the thing, so I was like, who owns this thing? I think today, I don't even know the owner of that. Then we had the Awuli, Equi, I call her Equi.
Yeah,
Miriam. I said, who is the owner? Because you guys were so passionately promoting this thing.
Right.
And okay, so from Afrotourism, what happened next?
So from Afrotourism, I had to move to my own business to create and to start Travel with Sam Global.
So I think what you're saying here is that you got the experience working with someone first.
Correct.
Before you now say, let me branch and I do my own thing.
Correct.
Okay, please continue.
That is important because many people ask me, Sam, how do I get to travel? I want to put me in your pocket when you are traveling. Put what into your pocket? Do you know how much ticket is? Hello, please don't obsess me. Go and get a job. Because you need your job to fund your travels. You need an income to fund your vision. So we should not see it as a celebrity, hypothetical, idealistic life. Bills need to be paid.
Yes.
And you must be able to match the numbers so that by the time you are talking and you are sharing, it's not from a place of building castles in the air. So back to my story. Started, you know, my own business and started selling visas,
because
I also knew that flights could be, because of course
it's unpredictable.
And the people also be telling you, I want cheap tickets. What do you mean by cheap tickets? Hello. Then go online and go and book yourself. So if you're engaging my service, then I will not be giving you the price you're going to find online.
Yes,
you know, so
yes.
The visas, because I decided to pivot into that because it could be tricky. Many people don't have the time to sit to fill forms.
Yeah, people don't like filling forms.
And how did I pivot? I experienced different aspects of the industry. Mm-hmm. So I've done travel writing, I've done flight ticketing, I've done visas, I've done merchandise, I've done tour guiding, different aspects. And I said, which one will I really enjoy? And
I make money.
Because I've learned also that try to get into the hardest part of your business that people are running away from.
So that you can
actually make money and profit from it. So that, of course, I'm not discarding others. I still do others. But I decided to focus on that, doing some of the hardest of visas, you know, and also building contacts in the embassies. And how did I do that? I keep attending events where I get to meet these people. And not just travel events. You are scouting online and you are looking at flyers. things happening at the hotel, at Oriental, at this, at Landmark. Okay, this person is coming. So your eye is shining wide, because these are businesses. Show me, don't tell me.
Yes.
So if you don't even show yourself, nobody can know that you exist. That's what I tell people. Don't just say, if you don't say here I am, nobody will say there you are.
Yeah.
So my name is relatively known in the industry today because they're hearing, okay, that's Sam. Oh, okay. And when you're also appearing there, you must stand out.
That's why you dress drape, boy.
You get it. It's important. And because we are plenty in this country.
Plenty.
We are
plenty. And if you're not careful, you won't stand out. Why do you think I don't talk package tours?
I know
how to package tours. I work to Tour Brokers International.
Ah.
That's why I did my NYSC, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
oh,
you're not
that today.
So,
oh, dear,
I'm
on
the
baby.
At Audi and Martine. So I know, but I know that was not where my strength lied. I knew that I didn't want to be like everybody else. Like, literally, I'm a tour operator. No, I want to do something different in the space. So that's why when you guys see me, you can't even place. And then, what exactly do you do in this? I said, I'm a tourism promoter. Finish. So I like that thing you're saying, that you have to stand out because we have plenty, so many fish in the water.
And it will show that you love what you do. When you start seeing people that you either to admire,
yes,
they're not admiring you. Because back in school, I studied urban and regional planning.
They used to call
it Oropmo. As a point, this colors university rejected people.
Because
when people are going for lectures by 7 a.m., 8 a.m., pharmacy medical students, we are one lecture is 11 a.m. and we'll be closing by 1 p.m. So
he
says, Sam,
God,
are you people in school too? Kilewashi Logba, you know. And at some point after.
Was that the course they gave you, or that's what you signed
for? That's what
they gave you.
And I had to discover my own vision, because I discovered that over time I had a vision also for inspiring people, for taking people on a journey, communication. That is why my tour guiding, thank you, that's why my tour guiding experiences, my visa, my travel experiences is tied to my name. The name of a thing is that thing.
Yeah.
So when I was coining the name Travel with Sam Global, it was in Travel with Sam. Hey, is it your own? What is your business?
Is
it your business? Travel
business
with me. You have to experience me too, because travel is travel, but travel is different when there is a personality involved.
Thank you.
You know, so that is me that makes it tick. So when you understand that self-esteem and that identity, people who are medical doctors, who are engineers, who are working online guys, that ones, Sam, I want to be like you when I grow up. Be like me, Bawu. You are doing 5 million per month. You are
doing money from.
Do you get so? It also gives you a thing of pride and joy, because there's nothing as good as you being able to talk so highly of yourself, and you're making money. You might not be making all the money in the world,
but
you know you're waking up each morning happy doing what you love to do.
Yes, then I like.
It's priceless.
I just saw this part where he said you're an alumnus of the prestigious Lagos Business School and Dubai College of Tourism. So you went back to school?
I did, and it's not just a one-time thing, because learning is an all-time thing. Education on the road is actually even the most expensive, which actually the travel and the journey itself.
Yeah.
But going back to LBS was to do an executive education course, and that was the title was creating competitive, creating strategy for competitive advantage. For the 2-3 day course, that course is expensive. The money I spent on that course. It was
because now look at you stand out.
Do you get,
guys? Excuse me, hold on. Let me tell them something here. Let me read this by again. He has worked with the Lagos government to do the COVID. I remember we were trying to do that.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
That was a very interesting exercise, because they had to engage myself, Adun, also they brought me from entertainment, Alibaba, Jokia Silva, Mama Nike, Okundaye of Nike Art Gallery.
So you were in the midst of legends.
Exactly. And we were.
How did you get picked?
Also because someone remembered that Sam is someone who is suave, someone who is educated, someone who is not the lousy tour operator. Someone who can articulate himself.
Guys, I hope you're
hearing
him more.
Who is a corporate and business-minded professional. Someone who can read the room. Someone who understands that everything is not activism. Because I tell people, do you want to be right or do you want to be successful? Because if you get into the room of politicians, you shouldn't get angry instantly. Because some people, because they are obedient or they are articulated or they are Baptists, any smart like this, they sit from the lens of politics. But even though I'm not a fan of the current leadership of the state, but then I know that I'm living my destiny right now.
Yeah.
When they say you are the future of tomorrow, this is my tomorrow. And I must be able to make my mark regardless of the political environment.
Yeah,
so someone who also is a professional in the industry, like Dr. Adun. Mm-hmm. She said, Sam, are you interested in this? They are blah, blah, blah. I asked her, how much are they paying? Okay. Say, Sam, no, it's a service to the community. Mm-hmm. Your name will be on this. Same thing I asked you as well about the Nigeria Economic Summit.
Nigeria Economic Summit,
I said, oh, okay, great, let's do it. So you also being able to immediately pull back and also recalibrate whenever money is not involved.
Yes.
Because again,
but you know,
money is value.
Let me stop you there if you
don't
mind.
Cash all the
There's
time.
Nothing wrong, and guys, I need you to know this, for those who are coming, there's nothing wrong asking about the money part. Because this is if you're going to make tourism and travel your bread and butter, you have to always ask that question. And I like Sam always asks me that question. Anytime I call, Sam, and he's like, Nene, are they going to pay us? And if you're going to pay him, I tell him how much. If you're not going to pay, I tell him, no, but your name will be on the sands of time. So know when to say, okay, this is not bringing me money, but to give me that visibility,
right,
to give me that network, it give me the opportunity to network the people that, look at him, he ended up working people like Mama Nike, right? Like, come on, guys.
Alibaba. The king of comedy,
king
you know.
King of comedy in West Africa.
And also Joke Silva.
Joke Silva.
Yeah.
And my auntie, a veteran actress. Like, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I like that. Okay, so let's talk more about your business. What do you do? And why did you decide to go to that aspect of your business? Let's know.
Okay, two things. I do a lot of domestic tours.
Okay.
And also international travel. And like I mentioned earlier, with specific emphasis on visas. Now, why did I decide to do that? I have found so much joy and fulfillment when I welcome international tourists into Nigeria. We have African-American ladies, Asian guys, European couples who come into Nigeria, and they are so excited to explore the culture, taking them around Lagos Idumota, Balogun Market, you know, the chaos of
Lagos.
A Marwa, you know, tour within the, and they are doing selfie and, you know, hey,
they did.
And seeing all of that, the happiness, having African Americans mm-hmm. also coming to the first time to the largest black mission. And one particular one said something that made me, you know, made me so teary that day. He said, Sam, this is the first time I'm in a location whereby I'm seeing only blacks. And the fact that I don't have to struggle seeing people of whites or Caucasians and others, you know, this is home.
Yeah.
This is home, you know, that really touched me. I've traveled a bit. I've been to 13, 14 countries, mm-hmm. but there's no place like coming to a place whereby I'm a king of my country. Aww. This is my land, you know. So having that experience and having multiple people have it is priceless. So that for me is something which I always owe there. And anytime also, they also come and they're not even so bothered about the security challenges.
Really?
I tell you what, I have family members who have looked to Canada. These are people that stayed with me. They were hustling, selling land, like Beda, doing Kenya, and they get Canada too. And they tell me, Sam, I said, when are you coming home? They said, the security, yeah, we are here. Emilio, you are asking about security, how safe Lagos is. You, that I used to lap in downfall, you know. So, but when we have tourists, of course, those that require security, we provide it for them.
Yes, those
ones. But it's fun when you have these people, not just Lagos. So these are people going to Taraba, to Bauchi, because we do visa on arrivals, or people come from Switzerland, from Russia.
And they want to go and visit
exactly.
That we are afraid of.
That we are afraid to go. This period, that people are going to Bauchi, Taraba this season, you know. So that really is what makes me so proud of my country, because they're like Sam of Nigeria,
really,
you know.
Sam of Nigeria.
and it's priceless.
All right,
it's
so let me. I know you done something with United Nations World Tourism Organization. You done something with them.
Yes. So this was an invitation that they gave to us when they were having the UNWTO summit in Cote d'Ivoire in 2016, mm-hmm. Ivory Coast, mm-hmm. and myself and my team the other time we traveled there. And this also was because we positioned ourselves as media, travel media.
So that's another niche on its own.
Exactly. And at that time, it was such that we let them know that we also have affiliation with Corporate Council on Africa, CCA, and that also helped us have a relationship with the Rwandan Tourism Board, you know, Rwandan Development Board, rather, you know. So those connections made us, okay, these guys are serious, and then okay, they can also be on the panel. And this, in fact, on the plane that year, we also that was the year that Lai Mohammed was the Minister of Information and Culture.
Yes, and culture
we're on the plane
yes.
together, you know, to Cote d'Ivoire. And so that experience was a global village whereby you could interact with political leaders in tourism
yes.
from across the world.
Yes.
So that really was simply a think tank experience, a conversation, engaging, and also seeing how other thought leaders, policy makers, and how they also treat tourism from their perspective, and how, you know, so exposure is powerful, and it's priceless.
Yes.
You know,
you can't.
That experience really helped to broaden my perspective, because you need to keep learning. And learning and learning.
And being in the room with the right people.
Exactly, at the right time, at the right place. You know, so that really was really a priceless experience.
Ah, Sam. I wish I could ask you more, but let me go to the last one about your business. Travel Massive.
Yeah.
Come on. What's happening? What's up? Why did you decide to join them? Why are you there? Ooh. Why are you that person here? Because I'm part of the Travel Massive community too. I think I even got to know them through you, Safe. I think it was through you guys I got to know about them. I know it's a huge international community.
Correct.
Why did you decide to start the Lagos chapter and how far? What's happening right now?
All right. Travel Massive is a community of travel enthusiasts who are more intellectually inclined, you know, because these days you have everyone saying, I'm a travel operator, let's go to Badagry. And then you see people, last week someone called and said, Sam, do I know this individual? They didn't refund this person about on this trip, and then come and solve this thing for the person has blocked me, he's not. And the person was also fighting, you know, and then you see videos also of the way people, tour operators are unprofessional.
Yeah.
So that community is meant for professionals in the industry, and to have meetings and hangouts whereby we discuss, and then you are trained on how to be an intellectually savvy professional, especially with leanings towards tech. Those who are not savvy, those who are not suave, those who are not cultured, they also come. But when they see how other people behave,
they too are lying.
You get? Because ultimately, we want people to be well touched up, well brushed up, so that the industry can also have, you know, that quality and that prestige.
Yes.
You know,
one of our biggest problems.
Exactly. Because some say, you're a travel agent.
But you don't even know.
Sorry, I'm a travel professional. I'm an experienced designer. You know, I'm a vacation planner. You know, so we teach them some of this terminologies and these lingos during this hangout. So the aim is to professionalize the industry, and especially to help younger people, you know, discover new innovation. So at our hangouts, we have tech travel businesses who come to launch their new products, you know, for travel people, for travel businesses. So really, it's more of a dynamic, forward-looking and professional gathering of young people that we do not all the time. You do it twice a year or once a year.
Okay.
Because so people look forward to it.
Okay.
And then something new is coming up, you know.
So we've not done one this year. When is our...
Yes, we are looking towards May, June.
Okay, May, June.
For this year's edition.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to the invitation.
And you should be there. I'm inviting you. Please,
you,
she
you
must come.
You don't have to invite me. I'm a member. I forgot
to. That's true. No, you're a senior member now.
I'm an international member and a local member.
A local member.
All right, so to wrap up, what are the things people don't know? Three things about you that people don't know. Three things.
I have done the fastest roller coaster in the world.
Wow.
That's in Ferrari World.
Wow.
In Abu Dhabi.
That red one.
It was 240 kilometers per hour.
Oh my goodness. How did you survive? Did you come out vomiting?
It was a death and resurrection experience. At some point, I screamed my life out.
I'm sure you died. I came back to life.
I was the only black man among everybody on that trip.
Hello.
You know, I'm only aiming for you. Just to know that, you know, so that's
one.
That's
two.
One. The second is, I've gotten lost while doing road trips, while on the tour. I was supposed to go to Enugu. This travel thing, it is passion, no?
It's passion.
You know, so I didn't have enough money to get to Ngo Caves. You know, that lovely water. Ngo Caves is in Enugu. It's an underground cave that has an underground waterfall. And just because I could not have enough, and it's budgeting. If not, I would trek from Enugu to Lagos. I've already planned it since. So I thought that maybe when I get to that environment, because
to see locals.
Exactly. And the local person I even saw, said, oh, God, I have to pay 5,000. And that time I did not have money.
Well,
money,
our life has changed.
Is a defense.
Our life has changed.
Lack of it is an offense.
Our life has changed. Look at how chubby you are right now. Life has changed. I knew how you were when I first
I feel
saw
emotional
you,
thinking
like
about that. Oh, God. And I've sat on the floor in that bush. I'm not eating fruits.
Because you are hungry.
I was hungry.
So did you finally get inside?
I didn't get inside. I finally charged my email. I got to the top.
And Sha looked at it.
And but the experience is coming.
Is going down. Okay, number three.
Experience more.
Should give us just one more thing that we don't know about you.
Number three, I've eaten octopus suya.
Which was octopus suya? Octopus. Nine suya.
I ate it in Dar es Salaam.
Did you enjoy it?
It was beautiful.
It was yummy.
It's succulent. I can still feel the taste in my taste buds.
It's okay. Thank you very much. So to wrap this up, what last words would you have for our listeners and of course our tourism professionals, those upcoming, those already there, even our veterans? What do you have to say to them?
Please let us stop beefing people that are doing.
Okay.
Talk is cheap.
Okay.
Don't just criticize. Do. An example is worth 1,000 words.
Okay.
It's important that we get to a point whereby we are innovating and you are improving yourself. So that as you are preferring solutions, it is not from a place of hurt, it's not a place of bitterness or resentment, it's from a place of deep insight and reflection, so that people are watching you and hearing you and they are inspired and they are blessed by it. Because life is fleeting.
Yeah,
here today, gone tomorrow. So don't spend the life that God has given you, which is a gift, to be car. You know, just enjoy the flow, enjoy the process. Every day is a beautiful gift. You know, and that really is my message.
Thank you so much, Sam. By the way, guys, I keep telling him he's going to be like one of the ministers of tourism, minister of NTDA.
I'm the minister of tourism in my own world,
I mean the one in real life.
He's telling me these things since I'm in my 20s. I'm in my mid-30s now. I'm not waiting for the government to give me. I am giving myself.
We are even collecting you. So I'm just letting you know when you get there.
But I believe in prophecies.
Don't forget me. I've been telling you this since I met you.
because we need to keep knocking those doors to be in that room where it happens.
And we'll be following you behind.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to us till our next edition. Bye.
Bye.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.